511-1111 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Wiley Imports, the Mercedes-Benz repair and salvage parts specialist. Our company now has a foreign and domestic car parts salvage yard located at 3763 Old Gitwell Road in Memphis. We not only pull the parts, but we deliver to auto shops in business for over 35 years. We have engines, transmissions, body parts, pumps, original wheels, starters, mirrors, and more. Wiley Imports, 362-3081. We also buy junk cars. Wiley Imports, 3763 Old Gitwell Road.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is out of mission. Everybody failed the mission. Speaking up positions is witness how I elevated. Real let you celebrate it. Finger folk, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my pay. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I gotta
say. All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It is December 5th. It is hump day, John Martin. We've made it. And I tell you what, Penny Hardaway looked like a relieved man yesterday because his team, your University of Memphis Tigers, got a win, John, I think, over something we can all agree was a very good opponent last night in South Dakota State. Finally, John, the Tigers were able to close out a good team last night. It was good to see it. I think we saw a little growth. I think we saw something I told you yesterday I wanted to see. Jeremiah Martin sort of get into his flow. Thought he did that. Lots to talk about today, including a Tigers win. You ready, John Martin?
No, it was a good win. It was definitely the best statistical win of the season for Penny Hardaway and Penny Hardaway's career. You know, that's a projected NCAA tournament team. They went to the NCAA tournament last year. They're top 70 over at KenPom. So, yeah, by far, that is the best win of the season for the University of Memphis. And, you know, once again, Tyler Harris continues to shine, and we'll get to that here in just a moment. Here's what we've got going on the show today. At 11:25, we're going to be joined by Mark Spears. Mark Spears, of course, is the he covers the NBA for the Undefeated and ESPN. He's written about Kevin Durant, how much Kevin Durant loves San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll see how much he loves San Francisco here in about,
we're really going to find out, aren't we?
6-7 months or so.
Yeah.
He's written about Josh Jackson. And so we'll talk to him about the NBA, just generally the things that are going on around the league. And obviously we'll touch on Jaren Jackson Jr. and what the Grizzlies are doing, the Clippers there in his neck of the woods. So lots to get to with Mark Spears, and we will talk to him at 11:20. At 12:25, we're going to be joined by Robert Mays. Robert Mays, of course, covers the NFL for The Ringer. And lots going on in the NFL, obviously. The Packers are looking for a new coach. Sounds like it could be Jim Harbaugh. That would be interesting. If Jim Harbaugh gets back into the NFL, it might be time, right? I mean, it's not like it's going that great at Michigan.
Traitor.
Why?
Because he used to be a Bear. I'm fine with him coaching the Niners. I'm fine with that.
Oh, yeah.
He was a decent NFL coach. That's better than decent. But coaching the Packers, slapping the face to us Bears.
He was a Bear, but he was also a Colt, and he was also a Raven.
He was a better Colt than he was a Bear.
And he was also a Charger.
Let me tell you that.
And he was also a Charger.
But he was one of us. He started with us.
Mm-hmm. He made a Pro Bowl in 95.
I don't care if you get Rodgers, Jim. Go for it. You're getting him on the end, it looks like.
That would be a pretty...
I'm kidding. I wouldn't like it, actually.
That would be pretty fascinating, though, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
For him to go back to the NFL and coach Aaron Rodgers in that division?
Yeah, just leave after you couldn't beat Ohio State. Just leave and quit.
I mean, maybe now, though, he sees the new coach and he's like,
I would think so.
But
if you got any pride.
But would you rather coach Michigan or would you rather coach Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I just think for him, it looks to me like he might be a better NFL coach than he is a college coach. We'll see.
Yeah, so we will talk to Robert Mays about that at 12:25. And then at 1:25, like he does every single Wednesday, we will talk to Gary Parrish.
Ooh-wee! I saw him in the good seats last night.
He was in the good seats last night. He took the family out to the game last night, by all accounts, and they were there. They did not bring the youngest. Louis did not make the trip, it looked like. It was Aiden and Oliver.
Louis, young child, right?
Yeah, he's one.
Okay, yeah.
He's not old enough to go to a Tiger game.
I'm just saying, it's hard to enjoy a game when you got one that young because you're just all over. You know, you got to feed. You got to burp that baby.
He can walk.
Maybe you don't have to burp him anymore. It's been a while for me. You still got to burp that baby at one, don't you? Burp that baby.
He can walk, though. Like,
okay.
It's not that much of an inconvenience.
You got to be kid. Boy, you can tell you don't have the least bit of instinct when it comes to children. That's why you're so rough with them.
I have no children, man. So what's the, the kid can't just sit there and enjoy the game? The young man, the one-year-old?
No, it's not about the, he's everywhere. That's the problem. And his focus won't be on the game, and your focus will be on him not having focus on the game, and so you can't enjoy the game.
Right.
That's my guess.
Right.
That's why you have to bring a little older child.
So, yes, we will talk to Gary about his experience last night down there at FedEx Forum. And just his, his witnessing of a terrific win, honestly, for the University of Memphis as they do get a convincing win. Did they lead end-to-end in this game?
I think no. Early on, they trailed.
South Dakota State had a lead early on.
Yeah, Penny was cursing.
Yeah. It was like 10-5 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Memphis... After that juncture, basically halfway through the first half, they took control of the game and never really let up. I mean, Mike Dom got in foul trouble, which was a huge boon to that team, and they ended up getting the win, like we said, over a team that, in the most recent bracketology was projected to make the NCAA tournament,
obviously. They'll win the summit. They got three good players.
Memphis wins 88-80. Tyler Harris and Jeremiah Martin paced the team 22 points apiece. This kid for friggin' South Dakota State, David Jenkins Jr., 35.
Sophomore.
35.
No, he's a good one.
And, Mike Dom still had 18 even with foul trouble, which is kind of amazing when you consider it.
Yeah, but that's a good effort against him. He averages 24-11. You got 18-4 out of him. So, that's been Penny Hardaway's thing, and he talked about his whole career. Is getting guys, whether he's playing or whether now he's coaching, the stars of teams, right, to hold them below their average. That was the hope last night against both Jenkins and Big Dom. And, to do it to one, which obviously is the guy that comes in as the National Player of the Year candidate, that kind of stuff, comes in as a guy that's probably going to score 3,000 points in his career. To hold him to what they did, and a couple of those threes come late. They're kind of keep him in the game, but still with the game sort of, still a little bit out of reach. So, overall, a great job on him, particularly drawing those offensive fouls on him. That was smart last night. They did a good job on him, and obviously he had to be shuffled in and out of the game and hurt their flow because everything Dakota State likes to do is run it through Big Dom, Mike Dom. And without him on the floor, he ends up playing 32 minutes, but again, it's sporadic. It's in and out.
You're right.
And there's never a flow to it.
Exactly right.
Heck of a job against him. They got lax on Jenkins, and it cost them. But again, with those 35 points, I made the point last night. You got to look at Jenkins' 8 turnovers too. You scored off a bunch of those, so Jenkins gave some of them back, some of that 35 back.
Yeah, so a lot of good things happened obviously last night. I mean, you finally got to eat. Me and Bennett were having a little fun at your expense there in the group text.
Oh man, you guys over? I had a couple people at the forum tell me they felt sorry for me the way you guys treated me yesterday. I tell you about them. I'm on a fast and I'm trying to get closer to God, and you guys just laugh at me all day.
You laugh
about how funny it is. Now my stomach's growling.
You got to admit,
it's not very considerate of you two.
It was pretty funny the way that we were doing though, because I said your lead from your athletic story was I'm hungry, and that Isaiah Maurice went 4-for-4 from the is that Wendy's I smell? That's pretty funny. You got to admit, that's pretty funny. And then Bennett said, solid. I like pizza.
This is solid. I thought my meme was a little bit better, but no one gave me credit for that.
I do have
What was your meme?
I posted a picture of Jason looking up at the jumbo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're giving away free wing guru.
So he's so hungry. He's on a fast for God, and it's so funny.
I could just tell. I could just feel through your tweets how, like, how you were dying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could just think I knew you were cranky.
It was quite the experience because I'm literally in the last hours of a 36-hour fast, just water, no food, while covering that game.
Yep.
Right? So people are trying to talk to me. I can't hear a thing. They think they're talking. I'm looking right through them, right? Because I'm feeling as thin, John, as a one. You know what I'm saying? So last night, I'm thinking about, you know, the clock striking midnight. That was the end of the 36-hour fast.
Right.
That I was on.
Yep.
I'm trying to cover a gate, baby, and my stomach is growling. Y'all heard it on the show yesterday, literally.
It was loud.
I mean, it came through the mic.
Violent.
And you guys are laughing at me. I didn't think it was very considerate of you guys.
Now, before we get back to the game,
yes.
What did, you know, the clock struck midnight. Were you asleep?
Oh, my goodness.
Were you asleep, or did you
Was I asleep? Did you hear me 36-hour fast from food, just water? Brother, let me tell you. You want to know what I was doing at midnight?
What?
Feed me, Simo. Feed me all night long. You like that?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Because I got a little more. Because if you feed me, Simo, I'll grow big and strong. That was me at midnight. Have you ever seen Little Shop of Horrors?
I have not seen
you them. Two dudes.
I have when I was a kid.
Oh, man. Marines.
I've not seen the movie.
My 80s references just go over y'all's young heads, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, I was born in 1991.
That was Audrey. It was the singing plant.
I know
this
the
would
be
that
like,
you had to feed this would blood
be,
to.
This would be like meat. Me asking you about movies that were made in the 1960s, okay? Like, do you understand what I'm saying?
I know a few. I know my history.
Me too.
You don't know any 1960s movies. Name one 1960s movie.
Grease.
That was not a 1960s.
70s.
I know.
Sorry.
Travolta.
About the 60s. Or it was about the
close.
50s, probably.
Oh, yeah, it was 69.
1978 was great. Give me a 60s movie. Come on, tough guy.
My movie? Rosebud. What's my movie?
Rosebud?
Citizen Kane. Give it to me. 50s or 60s. Get it to me. Give it to me.
40s.
Gosh.
You can't get
I'm
it.
I'm off today.
That's the point.
I'm just getting recalibrated, John, after not having food for 36 hours.
So anyway, you don't have that many options at midnight, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're pretty limited.
You probably can guess what I hit. I hit the McDonald's at Dexter and Germantown Parkway. I hit them about 11:40 coming home from the game. And usually, right?
Usually.
I'd get the Nuggets.
The Nuggets.
About because it's safe.
Nuggets are pretty safe.
But I was feeling thin, as we know.
What do you mean safe? What do you say safe? What do you mean?
I feel like I can trust the meat. Okay. And so last night, though, I'm feeling hungry. That stomach's growling after 36 hours. What do? I see on that board that bacon smokehouse, a thick, juicy one. Bacon smokehouse burger. Whew, I went on and ordered it, John. Never usually get the thick meat at McDonald's because I don't trust it, Bennett. All right? It's just me.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Brother, when that clock struck midnight, that sandwich was gone by 12:02.
Did you eat in the parking lot?
No. I was in my house by 12.
I
had to hold it.
Okay.
It's sitting there, hot fries steam. And let me tell you something. There's so much salt on those fries. They were so good. They were so hot.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't had food in so long.
Yeah.
The salt was burning through my lips. I didn't care.
Why McDonald's? Very controversial.
Because I'd have been away from sodium so long. Literally was burning, John, like drugs, the salt.
Very controversial selection there with McDonald's. I mean,
open. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what would the options have been?
There was nobody else in line. It was perfect. What else is open?
If you would have went, like you said, you had it ready to go at your house, so you should have
I had to get it so it was ready by midnight when the clock struck midnight.
It would have been more special if you got something just better than McDonald's to have waiting for you on your table.
How many times have I told you about McDonald's and those hot salty fries?
It's not the Austin P. McDonald's anymore, though. It's a different one. We've been working with a new one out.
Dexter and Germantown Parkway. McDonald's, been testing out. They're pretty good.
McDonald's is not beneath me. It's just not the first meal I would want after a 36-hour fast.
It's midnight.
Where could he have gone?
Where are you going, Bennett?
Oh, no, you go.
Sonic?
I'm saying, though, you could have gone earlier in the night and gotten, like, a pizza.
Again.
You could have got a pizza.
Again. earlier in the night, I'm Bennett, you act like I don't. I know you don't think I cover the Tigers on the side. You've texted me this.
No,
that it looks like we've been fired already.
No.
Okay. But I actually was at the game last night, and so there was no time beforehand.
I saw you on the jumbotron.
All right. Okay.
Multiple times.
We've talked enough about this. I'm through the 36-hour fast. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your support through it. I do feel closer to God. It's in that, John, when we show him that we're willing to suffer to get closer to him, John. I feel stronger.
Good.
I feel stronger today.
I highly doubt you are.
Clearly does Penny Hardaway after a win over a good South Dakota State team. You see how it brought it all back?
Memphis was fasting with winning.
That's pretty good.
They were on a winning
fast. Not better
fast.
Than mine. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
But
winning good team. Yeah.
They've ended their winning fast and they're back to business, as they say.
Your boy Tyler Harris, man.
Not your boy, not my boy, our boy.
Well, our little man.
That's worse.
Well, we can't just keep calling him. Guys that age, you don't call them boys anymore.
Little
Come
man.
On, get some, Tyler.
Little man.
That's what Tubby used to call him. His little dynamo. His little 5'9 soldier.
Yeah, but
he's my 5'9 dynamo with Memphis.
Our little man is that's insulting. He's not our, he's our man.
You're right. The little needs to come out too.
Yeah,
he's our man.
Yeah, he's not our
little man. Our man, Tyler Harris, was fantastic last night.
He continues to be, you know, that's the thing, he continues to be.
And I know you guys, you love the stardom. You love it. You and Jeff Calkins can't stay away from it, because as soon as the guy comes across half court, he's in range. He's an exciting player to watch, John. But the story I'm telling you was Jeremiah Martin. Y'all are missing the story. I know Tyler was good. He is the story of the season, probably.
Yes, he is.
But the story of the game, and it's what I told you before, it's what I told you yesterday, is you had to get Jeremiah Martin going. Because I don't care how good Tyler Harris is as a freshman. He looks like he's going to be pretty darn good and break some records.
Yep.
I don't care how good Lomax gets, because he showed some improvement last night, too. Or how good your seniors are for this team, the other ones, Davenport, Mike Parks, whatever. This team will go as far as Jeremiah Martin's play dictates. If he is not at a high, if he's the Jeremiah Martin that had averaged 13 points over the first 7 games of this season, that had shot 20% from 3-point range and like 40 from the field, that looked like he doesn't want to get to the basket anymore, which is what he's so great at. If you get that Jeremiah Martin for the rest of the season, John, you can call the season just that. Oh, it's just going. You're just getting through to get to next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if he's at a high level, this team could do a lot more. And last night was a good step toward getting him back to that.
That's true. I mean, that is a...
Penny was all over him from the get-go last night. From the moment he said, I talked about this, from the moment he took that first, settled for that first three.
Yep.
Penny's like, dude, you got a freshman on him. Get by him. And he used some different words. You want to read him, go to the athletic. But he said, and that was the point. Get in the lane, make something happen, play basketball, man. Do what you do best. And we'll roll off that. And that's kind of what you saw last night. I like how consistent Tyler's been. I mean, these 4 20-plus point games over his first 8, it's incredible.
It is.
And I love what y'all are doing. We got to ask, I mean, I love this question. Is he the most exciting Tiger since what? That's a good one. We need to get to that. But last night, I thought Jeremiah Martin, at a time, look, this is what I feel when I'm watching him play this season. Is that here's a guy, right, and you wrote the story, and everybody's written the story, and it's a great one that stayed, right? He's the guy that came as a 3-star, right? Really not even that, but once he committed, they gave him that 3-star status, going to La Tech, out of Mitchell, right, and comes here, and he's kind of a throw-in with the Lawson. Starts, and I think his first year, you guys can go back and look at it, I think it's like 2.7 points per game,
mm-hmm.
right? Not much.
Yep.
A role player in the sense that Josh throw him out there, right, play a little defense. This is a guy who's now a 1,000-point scorer.
Mm-hmm.
Came back. You know what he went through last year with the broken foot, everything, wanted to play. Was probably on his way to AAC Player of the Year, maybe.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
So
here's a guy who comes back, has been told clearly, and the story's always been, that you're going to be the leader of this team. There's no question about it. This is your team, Jeremiah. You're the one who stayed. Look at the points you averaged last season. Look at the season you had. This is yours to take.
Yep.
And on paper, it hasn't gone that way.
Nope.
On paper, it's like, hearing you guys talk about this morning, and rightfully so probably, Tyler Harris has been really the story. Or this team's weaknesses, right, when we're breaking them down after a loss. And not so much Jeremiah. And so you could see it in his play. You could almost sense it, that Jeremiah's trying to figure this thing out. Man, is it? I'm supposed to be the leader here, right? But my shots ain't falling, right? Tyler Harris is shining over here. Where do I fit in? And so that's what I'm seeing, is a guy who who knows it's supposed to be his, but hadn't yet gotten comfortable with it. You know what I mean? Because he's got to get these freshmen involved, and he's got to figure out a way to get these bigs involved who have struggled early on. And he's been playing a lot of point, right, and having to do all that. And it's not just doing what we all know Jeremiah Martin is best at, which is playing with that ball up, not thinking about getting everybody involved, just getting to that hole. That's what he's best at. And last night I thought you saw him sort of get back to that. He's key. He's critical to this team. They've shown that they can have nights where Keevan Davenport's off, right, and you're still in the game. But Jeremiah is the one that you got to get going. And Penny Hardaway was on him like a, you know, he had challenged him in the shoot around before. Jeremiah said you got to be, yeah, you've been playing hard, but you got to go harder. And to me, that was the key to last night's victory. That and sort of closing down the stretch against a good opponent, which we'd said beforehand, something you needed to do against South Carolina.
I also think another guy who deserves some serious credit is Isaiah Maurice last night.
No question.
Because obviously he has taken some criticism early in the year just for not being a great defensive presence. But last night, I mean, he was. Last night he was instrumental in that win. He had 4 blocks last night. You know, got 21 minutes. That's the most minutes he's gotten in a while, frankly, since the first game of the year, you know, when he had that's a season high. That's a season high in minutes for Isaiah Maurice last night. And he deserved them. And they needed him on the forefront. There was a play, I think it was in the second half, where, you know, South Dakota's at the rim, and he has like 2 or 3 blocks just in one sequence.
Yep,
you know?
Finished with 4.
And you know, that was they needed him last night. They need him the rest of the way. You know, so if he's coming along, I would say, okay. I wouldn't say, he's a great player right, by any stretch of the imagination, but he is getting better, as is, I think, the team. You know, so I think last night was a nice win in that sense.
No, you make a great point. And I think that's also goes to we're watching this team, right, and sort of it fitting together and it get better. But we're also watching Penny Hardaway in his first season, sort of watching, you know, the adjustments he makes. And to your point, you know, Isaiah Maurice, a guy who struggled early on, and to the point that we're asking him, and I remember Calkins asked him directly because we'd made the point, you don't have a rim protector. Remember that question early on when they're, you know, I think it was after the loss to LSU maybe. You don't have a rim protector. What are you going to do when these guys get past you? And what was his... Isaiah Maurice is going to get better. We're going to have one.
Yep.
And so here's my point. We're watching Penny. And part of coaching is X's and O's, yes, that's part of it, right? Getting them to do what you want on the court and execution. But the other part of it, the big part of it, is growth and improvement pulling it out of guys.
Yep.
Getting it out of guys rather than, okay, you don't have it right, so go ahead and sit on the bench. We're not going to be able to deal with you. Isaiah Maurice was struggling early on this year. Penny Hardaway insisted, I'm going to make a rim protector out of that dude. Now, he's not going to go out and block 80, 90 shots, John.
Right.
But you've seen it. You've seen the kid play more physically. You've seen him be more of a rim protector. And John Martin, that's coaching.
It is.
That is coaching right there when you're pulling it out of guys that are struggling. So now it's a matter of getting that out of Antwaun Jones, right? Getting more out of Alex Lomax, getting more out of Tyler Harris, making him more than just a shooter, more than just a guy that affects the game with his shot. He's done it with Isaiah Maurice. Maybe Mike Parks is next. We'll see. But a lot to like, a lot of growth you saw last night, up for whether it was the team or whether it was Penny Hardaway.
Absolutely, no question about it. All right, when we come back, Mark Spears will join us. We will talk to Mark Spears about the NBA, about Kevin Durant, about the Grizzlies, and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish for Platinum Jewelers, which just opened a beautiful new location in Germantown at 9387 Poplar Avenue, where Doris McClendon's used to be located. If you haven't checked it out yet, you need to check it out because this is now Germantown's best jewelry store. Because at Platinum Jewelers, they're going to help you get the perfect piece of jewelry for any occasion. As you know, I've been telling you about Platinum Jewelers for years now. I was a customer long before I was an endorser of Platinum Jewelers, evidence being that my wife's wedding ring was bought there years in advance of me having a radio show. They specialize in engagement rings, wedding bands, eternity bands, luxury watches, earrings, pendants, bracelets. It's where I shop. It's also where 2-time NBA champion and current Memphis basketball assistant Mike Miller shops. It's where Memphis football coach Mike Norvell shops. And it's where you ought to be shopping, too. By the way, if you have a men's or women's Rolex or other luxury watch that you'd like to sell, take it to Platinum Jewelers. They'll buy it from you at either location. The one in Memphis is at 545 Perkins Extended, the new location in Germantown. Again, 9387 Poplar Avenue. That's Platinum Jewelers. They're on the web, platinumjewelers.com. That's PlatinumJewelers.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly, these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
This holiday season, you're going to need a bigger stocking. That's because the perfect stocking stuffer for anyone on your list is a new Honda bike or ATV stuffed with awesome. Now's the time to give or get the ultimate gift at DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, during Honda's Gifts That Go sales event. Like the Pioneer 700 or Pioneer 704 side-by-side. They have massive hauling and towing capacities and deliver serious performance thanks to their 700-class engine. And with the Pioneer 704, you get remarkable flexibility with Honda's exclusive quick flip seating that lets you carry two, three, or four occupants. And right now, you can ride off on one with some of the best deals of the year. Plus, get up to $500 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Find the gifts that'll knock their stockings off at DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, during Honda's Gifts That Go sales event happening right now. Call 662-895-5000. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
Orion Federal Credit Union, redefining banking. We offer several checking options designed to fit your lifestyle. Visit OrionFCU.com to find out more.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, his name is Mark Spears. He covers the NBA for ESPN and the Undefeated, and he joins us now. Mark, what's happening, man?
Man, I'm just trying to figure out where the hell Ron Tillery went. You guys seen him around town?
Yeah, have you seen Ron Tillery, Jason?
He was at the first game. He decided to just go a different direction. I don't know. You know, I think he's still around. Brother Spears, but now not regularly.
I heard he's DJing in juke joints.
Man, stop.
Around Tennessee.
Are you for real? Because I got to get to the juke joint if he is.
No, that's what I heard.
You for real?
That's what I heard.
Wow. How about that? He's DJing.
I had no idea he had that other from. Did he Chicago? I mean, is he a former Chicago DJ?
Yeah, no.
Like coming up?
DJ Rich Ron. That's what he goes by, man. Go look it up.
Man, if you are pulling my leg, because you sure finna have me looking like a fool, because I'm sure finna do it.
He did say he was going to pursue something different.
He did.
So.
He did.
Well, that's different. He uses vinyl, too.
He uses
May stop. With some leather and some spikes on from the 80s or something. Go ahead, Mark.
No, keep on lying. Say all that.
Okay.
I didn't say all that. Okay. He just uses vinyl.
I got you. I respect that.
Hey, Mark, the Grizzlies are playing the tied for first place in the West L.A. Clippers tonight in Memphis. Is this a meeting of the two biggest surprises in the NBA?
Memphis is a big, big surprise. Kudos to my man, J.B. Bickerstaff, man. But you're perhaps talking about the two Coach of the Year candidates right now. I think... the problem with both teams is we underrate the talent that they have. Mm. Memphis, if healthy, is always tough, you know, always a tough out. You got two superstars that are underrated. You got a young rookie that nobody's talking about but should be talking about who's going to be a star. And I think your coach is doing, like I said, a great job. Doc Rivers, a lot of people don't know this, but he's been coaching for 20 years now. Can you believe that?
Mm.
20 years. He's the 14th winningest coach in NBA history. Probably in about 2 years, he'll be in the top 10. And dare I say, he will probably be a Hall of Famer as a coach one day. So it's definitely an interesting matchup, one that should be more marquee. But you know how it is, man. Everybody, you know, they dog out the Clippers in L.A. as the stepchild, and they forget y'all until y'all beat them in the playoffs. So this is definitely a great matchup. I'm looking forward to watching tonight.
Mark, did you think Jaren would be this good this quickly?
I thought so in Summer League.
Yep.
Because he's so unique. You know, this is a kid that I saw at the Hoop Summit 2 years ago. And you got to remember that his dad was a former sharpshooter, Jared Jackson, right, for the Spurs. Mm-hmm. So to have, I mean, he's about almost a foot taller than his father, which, you know, was kind of surprising to me that he was that much taller than his dad. But when you have a father that can shoot like that, his shooting mechanics definitely were going to be great. But he's tougher than people think. As he gets stronger, I think he could be more of a force in the post. I think that when it's all said and done, he has a chance to maybe even be, you know, the crown player of this draft. You know, depending on how he plays. And so I think he was a super steal for Memphis. He is basically the future. You got basically a 7-footer that can shoot. Mm-hmm. He's a special talent. And I didn't think he had a great freshman year at Michigan State. I kind of expected some more from him, and I actually thought he needed more toughness. But since he's gotten to the NBA, man, he's definitely got a lot tougher. And he certainly isn't scared at all by the way he's playing.
He's got that unique talent that you talk about. He's got the size that you talk about. And you tell me, because you've covered the league long enough, you probably covered Dad and the pro that he was, right? He just, I mean, sharpshooter.
You're making me old, yeah, man. Well, but you're
since you're going to come
man.
On the radio and lie about Ron Tiller, I figured I'd tell folks you're ready. No. So if you put Dad's pro, right, instinct in him, which I'm figuring Dad has, if you add that to it, right, with the attitude and the approach, which I figured the kid's just going to get from Dad, this thing could go, I mean, you're talking about, I know it's cliche, but sky's the limit, right? I mean, especially defensively.
Well, you know, as you know, I live in Oakland, so I'm down the street from two guys whose fathers were in the NBA, Steph Curry and
yes,
Klay
sir.
Thompson.
Yes, sir.
You know, and
yep.
So they knew from the moment they came in, you know, what an NBA locker room was like,
what it takes,
what dealing with the media is like.
Yes, sir.
What extra pressure that you have. You know, they've seen that as children. Mm-hmm. You know, this kid with the Grizzlies was in – imagine him as a kid being in the Spurs locker room with David Robinson and Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Ginobili and maybe Sean Elliott, you know, Avery Johnson, some of the guys that he got to meet as a kid.
You learn a lot, I imagine.
A young Mark Spears ain't getting that. My dad didn't play no pro basketball, man. That's like invaluable experience that he had. And I certainly would love to maybe even hear that one day from him. Like, what does he remember from those times? You know, you're going to get somebody that's more mature than normal. You're going to get somebody that knows how to be a pro. And the fact that he can play, I mean, he probably has basically a 3 to 5 year head start as far as mentality mm-hmm. is. What is needed to succeed in the NBA.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because of his father and the experiences that he got.
Yes, sir. I'm wondering this too, Mark. You got anything up there, maybe a daily diary we can put Chandler Parsons to work? He's, you know, you're talking about imagining. Imagine if he was averaging 12 and 8 for this team. Have you reached a point where you don't even, you know, it's kind of crazy, right, with what they're accomplishing with that hanging over. You know what I mean? The fact that they're in line for a playoff spot with that spot just... You just kind of got to wipe off the board?
Well, no, it's funny. And I love Chandler. I'm a preface about
me too. Him. He's a good dude. I know.
Listen, next time you see him, tell him I said hello. On Sunday, I went to the Lakers-Suns game. and I bumped into Ryan Anderson for the Suns, and he reminded me about a story that I wrote a couple years ago about, and look it up. It's still, I think, an interesting read today, of what it's like to be a white NBA player.
Dude, we love that story. We talked about it on the radio right here. Yeah, we remember it to this day, brother.
Yeah, so, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
He said that he loved being a part of that story, and he goes, remember what Chandler Parsons said? He said he was the best white player in the league.
He sure did.
I said, yeah. I mean, but, you know, at that time, he might have been right, you know. And
man, if they
so
had him
every
on.
Time I get these, yeah, I mean, I wish Memphis had that guy I saw in Houston. He was good, man.
He was.
And it is really sad to constantly, like, see these press releases, these medical releases from Memphis, and his name just lived on. Like, so, you know, I'm hoping and wishing for him that he finally could get his health around and finally could give Grizzlies fans what they were hoping to see. It's not his fault. It's his body's fault, you know, and I know a lot of people can't accept that. It's hard to accept when you're paying them that much money, and it's hard for the Grizzlies, you can't gauge health. Even the greatest player in the world could get hurt. I mean, what would Ralph Sampson have been if he could stay healthy?
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? So, or Yao Ming. So I feel for him in that regard, because if the Grizzlies would have gotten a healthy Chandler Parsons the way that he played,
right,
shooting threes, getting rebounds, dunking on people, slashing, running the floor, man, he was a hell of a player at the time I wrote that article, and I don't know if he ever gets that back. But if he could get anywhere close to that, that'd be a major pickup for the Grizzlies.
No doubt about it. We are, of course, talking to Mark Spears, covers the NBA for ESPN and the Undefeated. You have a recent piece where you talked to Kevin Durant about just how much he loves San Francisco. I am sure that Warriors fans love that piece very much. How much, you know, stock do you put into those comments as it relates to his future and the speculation swirling around that?
Well, man, I can't go on a radio show out here without somebody asking me about his free agent. And it's July 1st. I keep telling them, it's July 1st. Do you know where you're going this summer? Do you know where you're going on vacation? It's July 1st. Right. You could change your mind 100 times. Mm-hmm. But the one good thing that the Warriors have for him is, like, a lot of their players are not excited about having to move to San Francisco. It's already expensive in the East Bay, but to go to San Francisco is even more expensive. They're comfortable in the East Bay, so all of them have to move. You don't have to sell Kevin Durant on San Francisco. He lives there already. He already loves it. He's probably about a two-mile drive from where the new arena will be. But the one thing that is curious that he wouldn't bite into, understandably so, is, and I asked him, I'm like, well, I mean, you went to the groundbreaking of the new arena, but why did you feel it's necessary to go to see the update? Like, he went recently, this is kind of a little known story nationally, that he went when they recently showed sponsors and the media how the arena is coming along, which opens up next season. Like, if you weren't thinking about coming back at all, why would you go to that tour? If you weren't curious about this place, like, why does somebody who's leaving for sure, and I'm not saying he doesn't decide to leave or what his decision to stay or whatever, but you don't go take that tour unless you're seriously considering staying, right? Like, why would you go to that?
Yeah.
So I think the fact that he lives in San Francisco and he's curious enough to keep tabs on how the arena is being built is at least something positive for the Warriors after all this drama with Durant and Draymond Green, which to them has passed, but with the media and with fans, they're hanging on to.
Right.
Absolutely. Mark, man, we appreciate the time as always.
Dude, it's
man.
A blessing
Thank
every
you.
Time we get you. Thank you, Mark.
Oh, man, go see Ron on them wheels, man.
Dude, I just texted him. See if you lying to me. I'm waiting on a response.
Okay, maybe it was a little fib.
I thought so.
There might be some truth in there. There might be some truth in there somewhere. Mark, we appreciate it.
I'm a writer, we got to be creative,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
there you go. Mark, thanks, man.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Yes, sir.
He is Mark Spears. covers the NBA for ESPN and the MVP. Did you really text LeBron?
Yeah, see if he MC'ing somewhere.
I mean, you know, what? That's a fun gig.
Y'all don't remember Ice-T from Breaking.
You know who has the most fun job in Memphis, though?
Who?
Michael Donahue.
That's a pretty good one.
Michael Donahue.
Where'd you come up with that? You're absolutely, you hit the nail on the head, but it's just out of left field.
I just, you know, I mean.
It's a pretty sweet game.
He's at every fun event.
Yeah, dude, and he just takes pictures of people.
Right.
Who are having fun.
And this, when, when the CA was dumb and let him go, right, he got picked up and got the same gig.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I can't tell you. Like, it's just like, when Michael Donahue.
He's
like,
the face. He's one of the faces of Memphis.
He doesn't even have to, like, really say anything to you. He just kind of, like, makes a gesture, and you, like, you get all your friends together, and you're jolly, and you just take a picture.
It's a status thing. If you're not in a Michael Donahue picture at some point, then you're not on the, you're not hip. You're not on the scene.
I was in,
with the hair?
I saw him at,
Symbolic.
The Humane Society, like, Paws event. I can't remember what it was called. But saw him there, you know, and it was obviously an honor to be photographed, you know, with me and my group of friends. So I agree. I mean, I just think, you know, whether it's that or it's, you know, the Zubu or the Zubru or any, just like you said, any fun event that's going on in Memphis, Michael Donahue was going to be there. You're probably going to be having a good time. He's going to take your picture. Like, it's a zero stress job. Now, he may do other things, you know, but I'm just saying, like, generally, from what I understand about Michael Donahue's job, I think it's the most fun in Memphis.
He's got a sweet gig.
You know, because
I'd love to be
Penny's
here.
Job is fun, but it's stressful. It's a stressful job to be the Memphis Tiger basketball coach.
I mean, especially you got a couple fools around here and talking about, you know, play Rainier Thornton less.
I mean, exactly. Maybe you motivated him, though. Maybe in your wicked way, you know. And listen, you were fasting. That's what it was.
Yeah.
You were going through some things.
I didn't have that 36 hours got nothing on some of my people on Twitter. Done them 72
hours without eating.
That's apparently supposed to be standard. Now, I'm a rookie at this.
Yeah.
I failed the 24. That's why I had to do the 36, guys. So go easy on
now
that.
You can go how
now,
long?
Now, a lot, you know.
Man.
How long without
Moses
eating?
Moses fasted for 40 days now. That's what we're talking about getting to. 72 hour folks. It's not impossible.
You cannot fast for 40 days.
40 days, just water. 40. Elijah did it too, if I'm not mistaken. 40.
How long can the human go without food?
It's well, like I know they can do 21. I know they can do 21.
3 weeks.
Yeah. That's why I know it's going to stop at least 21.
Yeah. Gandhi did 21 days.
There you go. We can do it together.
So,
are you going to come with me? Would you guys like to get closer to God?
Dude, I haven't eaten since breakfast, and I'm already feeling a little lightheaded.
Sack Lunch says no. What say you?
No. I feel like I'd be in a bad mood. You were in a bad mood yesterday.
Oh, I will tell the truth that the first few hours of that, I was angry, hungry. I was telling my pastor, are you sure?
That's what hangry.
Hangry, okay, I like that.
Angry, hungry.
That's what I was.
Hangry.
I'm just trying to describe the feeling, John. I'm using it.
You were hangry.
Yes, I guess, if that's a word.
Is it not a word, Bennett?
It's not a real word.
It's not a real word.
But stop playing.
But it's a social media word.
It's in your young man millennial dictionary, where that's at.
Just say you were hangry. Use it. See how it feels.
Well, yes, those first few hours of the fast, I was hangry. I was asking questions.
It's a lame word.
It is lame. That's why I don't do cornball stuff like you.
No.
Angry.
No, instead you say hungry, angry. You know, just combine the two, man.
Angry, hungry, John.
Whatever.
A much better description.
Angry,
much less,
hungry.
Much less corny. Thank you. But no, that's the point. Second day was much easier. But no, to your point, yes, those first few hours, especially for a rookie like me.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I think I'm going to quit at midnight. I mean, at noon. That'd be 24. Is that going to be okay?
Yep. No.
No. Specific instructions.
When did you break through? What time did you break through and realize, you know what, this is, I got this?
That it was during the show yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Sitting across from me.
Yeah, I had the opportunity. I told my wife, I may break out of this at noon. I may not be able to make it till midnight.
Once noon passed.
Because I'm telling myself, look, we failed the 24-hour test. Why the next test needs to be 36? You know, that's how angry I was. But again, that's the flesh talking. That's the devil trying to pull me back, what, and use me.
Mm-mm. I wonder if I could do it.
Yes, you could do it.
Well, you got to try it.
I'm telling you, you will feel clean as a whistle.
I don't think I can do 36.
You will be God's instrument. You're like, ding. He can just use you. He can use you to serve. That's all I did yesterday, serve and pray. It's a good life, you gentlemen.
Can you? Is 36 the low point? Can you start at 24?
That's what I failed.
So yeah. You can do 24.
Yeah, because there's some people on that are saying standard. You got to go 72 and all. Yeah, I mean, if you're a rookie at it, it's going to be hard. So I advise you to work yourself up. Yes.
Maybe
yeah.
I'll try 24.
I like that you're even open to it. What I don't like is that he's not. You don't have to tell me you're going to do it. I like that you're open to it, Bennett, the idea of it.
24
this
hours.
This guy here, Mr. Close-Minded, you cutting off your blessings.
24 hours. I mean, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. What time do I start? Midnight?
I think we have a lunch with a meeting.
Oh, that's right. We can't do it tomorrow.
You can just sit there and watch me.
Nah, hell no.
You were talking about Sean Salisbury yesterday, and look at all this good food and tweeting the memes at me.
We didn't have a lunch scheduled. So, no, I can't do it tomorrow. I'll probably do it next Thursday.
God will be a little disappointed in you.
He'll just have to wait. All right. We'll come back. Robert May's going to join us at 12:25. There was some controversy with our girl Reagan Strange last night.
I was scared. She was
gone. Oh, my. I was locked into it. I couldn't believe what I was watching. Couldn't believe what I was hearing. I mean, it was like the Willis Reed of The Voice.
I had just asked her if she was keeping that voice healthy.
It was like,
how was she doing it? She's sick.
Who was the player that always acted like he was hurt for the Tigers? Oh, it was Jamario Rivers. That's what it was like. Jamario Rivers used to get hurt.
Why it's got to be always acting like he was hurt?
Because he would get hurt every game that he'd miraculously.
Okay, dude. What the hell?
This man will take somebody not here anymore and run them over.
Seriously.
Did he do it or not? Was he always coming up hurt?
Proud member of the Tiger family.
Yeah, he's, very fondly remembered, I know. But
Tubby thought that man best player on the team.
Yep. Just couldn't stay healthy.
Best offender.
Just couldn't stay healthy.
Thank you for...
But anyway, there was some controversy on The Voice last night with our girl Reagan Strange. We'll get into that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is what people are saying about James Gaddis Jewelers.
We love James Gaddis Jewelers. Everyone there is so friendly. My husband designed my engagement ring there, and we got his wedding ring there, too, because we like the people that work there so much. They treat us like we're the most important customers in the store. James Gaddis is our jeweler.
I purchased my wife's engagement ring and wedding ring at James Gaddis Jewelers and experienced nothing but really excellent service and value. They greeted me by name every time I went into the store and helped me find just the right ring I was looking for. She absolutely loves it, and I wouldn't go anywhere else but Gaddis Jewelers.
She'll never forget the year you gave her a gift from James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is James Gaddis. This year, let us be your holiday destination and see why we've been voted the best jewelry store. Come shop with us at 4900 Poplar at Mendenhall and continue the family tradition at James Gaddis Jewelers.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm. And take your Chili's to go.
Baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
Good health insurance doesn't have to be expensive.
At Ambetter of Tennessee, our plans are better for your budget.
We provide care at a much lower cost.
And you may qualify for financial assistance to help pay for your coverage.
Sign up for the most affordable care today. Call 1-833-TN-BETTER. That's 1-833-TN-BETTER.
Ambetter of Tennessee is underwritten by Celtic Insurance Company. This is a solicitation for insurance.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-375-2621. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-375-2621 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-375-2621 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-375-2621.
I'm Hart Robinson, and I've got the Memphis Boat Center. We've been a customer with Frace for over 30 years. Security in our business is really important, and so we always talk to somebody that's local. Scheduling an appointment is simple and easy and always very courteous, and it's nice to deal with them. I would highly recommend Frace Protection.
For smart home security, choose local and call Frace Protection today.
Call 755-1800. Your local home security pros. Frace Protection.
Tennessee License 0268.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today, TheBluffMemphis.com.
You can get moving with today's perks deal. Get $200 towards exact price moving services for only $100 from Big League Movers. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm trying to get some fresh air. Hey, girl, you got the roof out, roof out. You know when the rain's here. Hey, you ain't got a flash when you're taking your picture. You ain't got to draw no extra retention. Paparazzi wanna shoot ya, shoot ya. It's time for less out here. I've been in my bag anyway.
The Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts, the official realtor of your Memphis Grizzlies. We're playing tonight, by the way. The official realtor of the J&J Show. They're my realtor. They helped me get out of my old house. My old house was a house I didn't think I could sell. Thought I'd never sell it. Gave it to the good folks at the Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts. Got it sold for me. Multiple offers in 6 days. I think we had 11, 12 showings. It was a lot. It was quick. I couldn't believe it. They got it sold for me, got me into my new home. They'll make it nice and easy for you as well if you're ready to sell that home you got.
Yeah, they do things differently over there at the Live Love Memphis Group. They offer a ton of extras that they don't feel are extra at all, and they don't charge extra. And it's why they've sold over 1,100 homes in 10 years, and they are just getting started. They sell a home every 2 days. Let yours be next.
I was one of them. You can be the next. If you go to the website, it's livelovememphis.com. Livelovememphis.com. The phone number, if you want, it's 901-685-6000. Again, 685-6000. The person to call is Jennifer Carstensen. She's the all-star quarterback of this team. She's got Robbie Marbury on the buy side. She's got April Darnell on the sell side. It's a great team. A great team that did great work for me. They'll do it for you, too. I imagine your job's going to be much easier, and you'll be just as happy with the Live Love Memphis group at Remax Experts.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We have Grizz tickets. We've got Grizz tickets to give away for the game tonight.
Let's get it.
How many pairs did it?
John, I believe we have 3 pairs of tickets to the Grizzlies versus the Los Angeles Clippers tonight at FedEx Forum.
This is a big one now. It's a big game.
And I think you get a rally flag if you're one of the first, I don't know how many, I think 5,000 to come in, get one of those rally flags, 10,000. So,
wow, they got 10,000.
So you're going to get a rally flag if you get there early.
Odds are good you're going to get a rally flag. Over 50,
we're not giving away right now. Hold your horses.
Over 50%.
They want those tickets.
Here, I want to make sure my math is correct on this, but over 50% of the people in the building tonight will get rally flags.
That is accurate. More than 50%. It holds 18,000.
More than 50%?
Yeah.
Nah, you probably would have looked a little better saying well over.
Well
50%.
Over. But I'm safe, though. More than 50% will get rally flags tonight. Yeah. We'll give those away.
Correct AP style is more than, as you said there at the end, not over.
Right.
By the way,
as you know,
these are good seats.
These are good seats?
These are good seats.
Ben, you're going to make him call some more, and he ain't even given out the time
to
call
yet. I'm just saying, you got to hang on. We're going to do it in a little bit, and we're going to give away good seats.
No, we don't give away just bad seats.
Yeah, we give away good seats.
These aren't terrace level.
All good.
No, they are not terrace level.
Wow, these are non-terrace level seats.
To see the team that's leading the Western Conference, along with Denver.
You might have to dance for your dinner.
You will be sitting in the lower bowl if you win these tickets.
I'm telling you, go see these Clippers while they're flying high, because they're coming back down to earth. I still don't believe it.
You don't.
No, I don't.
I'm saying you
don't. A bunch of mercenaries.
You don't go tonight to see the Clippers. You go tonight to see
I realize that, John.
Your Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Give me a growl. That's what your stomach sounded like last night.
Well, Bennett was over by the sack lunch. You didn't give him much time that time. He was checking out what he had for lunch.
No, but it is a big game tonight. This is one. Listen, this is a Clippers team that is leading the West right now, tied for first place in the West with the Denver Nuggets. They have played well above their skis, obviously. I don't think anybody expected. I think there are some people who expected them to be a playoff team. I don't think anybody would have said that into December they would have been, you know, anywhere close to leading the West, right? But the Grizzlies, every game, right, is important in the sense of.
Dude, these next three are huge.
The West is so crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you win or lose a game, you either gain or you lose ground. Like, there's just no treading water in the Western Conference.
Right.
And so, it's a home game. What is L.A. on their third game in four nights?
You're stealing my stuff.
I'm sorry, man. I'm not trying to steal stuff. But, you know, this is one you probably need to win. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but I think it's a game you need to win.
Probably need to win. You do need to win it.
Grizzlies are a 1.5-point favorite.
Part of that because, as you said, you steal my stat gems, John. That's good work by you. Third game in four nights. They're going to be tired. Mm-hmm. You've gotten a little rest, obviously, since the loss. And you've got to – look, you've dropped four of your last five. The key, though, two straight at home, right? Mm-hmm. It's the two straight at home where you've had the advantage this season. You're now 7-3 there. It's still where you play best.
Yep.
And that's what you want to get back. You want to get that back. Right, and you do it by beating the team that right now is tied for first in the Western Conference. To your point, to y'all's point, there's so little room for error. Yeah, each one of these losses, I mean, Memphis was what, at first a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, you're down to sixth now. So that, I mean, you're separated, what, between, you know, first and down four or five games. I mean, this thing's tight.
Yep.
And, again, you've lost four or five, two straight at home. This is a team on its third game in four nights. They're worn out. You've got to win this one. You've had the rest. You've got to, particularly, and Bennett told us this in late November, this December schedule is rough.
It is.
Okay? There's two, as far as we can tell, two teams, not far as we can tell, as far as Miami and who's my other one?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Two teams below 500 on this schedule for December. Okay? A couple of them were around 500. Sacramento may be one game above now when we looked at it yesterday. But this schedule is real for December, and so this is an opportunity to get one against a team that's, you know, wrapping up a road trip, a tough road trip, you got to get it. You got to get it. And look, this is what you'd like to see Mike and Mark get some help tonight, right? I mean, it's the other guys right now that are, you know, coming up a little short for you. They've been good for most of the season. That's one thing JB's been great on, right, is maximizing what he's getting from some of these role guys. But we all see it with Mike and Mark. They're getting, you know, 38, 37 minutes. Somebody's got to step up and help.
You think we'll see Joe Kim?
For sure.
You think we'll see him tonight?
I mean, he doesn't need to learn, you know, the system to get in there and get a couple offensive rebounds and play some minutes. So right. I do.
I mean, they didn't bring Joe Kim to here to work him in. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a guy, to, and a guy to like that
knows what to do.
Yeah, he's going to play.
He's a pro. I mean, like, do I think he's going to get 20 minutes?
Get some rebounds.
He'll get 5 to 10 minutes. I mean, that's what he will get tonight.
I mean, he immediately, you feel more confident in him than you do in Rab. You can't put Rab against a bigger, stronger guy, against those big guys in there. Is just going to get back down. He doesn't have the strength yet. If he's, you know, if he gets it.
Yeah.
So, yes, I mean, Joe Kim, you plug him right on in behind Mark.
Big game tonight for sure. All right, we'll come back. There was some controversy last night in the Voice. Oh, my goodness.
Dealing with our?
Our own. Our own, Reagan
our
Strange.
Star, our Memphian.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, for sure. I'm not sure. I don't want to say you cursed her, Jason, but you did ask if her voice was healthy and how she keeps it healthy. And last night she was sick.
That's because I was fasting and I could feel it.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think so.
You had an intuition, huh?
I think so. Mm-hmm. It's possible.
Yeah, there was some controversy last night about Reagan Strange. We'll discuss that.